It's not the kind of situation you find yourself in every day, trying to walk on water, that is. In fact, if you ever find yourself like Peter, tossed about in a boat in the middle of a lake on a stormy night, my advice, don't step out of the boat into the waves, no matter who is walking towards you on the water and how easy it appears to be. Just stay put. Jesus never meant for the disciples to walk on water. He doesn't saunter across the waves, stopping a few yards short of the boat to egg them on. Come on, you chickens. Let's see who's willing to follow me really now. But there's Peter, God love him, impetuous, don't look before you leap, Peter, jumping into the situation like he's always prone to do, feet first. At first glance, it looks like Peter is displaying an act of great faith. He risks his life to step out of the boat and walk towards Jesus. He's willing to do what no other disciple even thinks about doing. I mean, you don't see them clamoring over each other, trying to be the first one to leap into the choppy water. And a good thing, too. I mean, imagine if all 12 of them had jumped ship at the same time. Jesus has sent his disciples ahead of him in the boat. It's the first time they've gone anywhere without him. They need a break, and Jesus needs a break. On top of the recent news of John the Baptist's murder, Jesus has just finished the most successful potluck ever, feeding over 5,000 people with a few scrawny loaves and fish. Jesus craves some alone time with God. So he herds the disciples into a boat and sends them on their way, promising to meet them later after he's had a little downtime. Once out on the lake, the storm kicks up and Jesus decides he better get back to the disciples. Refreshed from his respite of prayer and solitude, he sets off across the water, quickest way for him to get there. No big deal for Jesus. He's God after all, and God isn't deterred by a few waves and the lack of a vessel. When the disciples see Jesus coming towards them, they're terrified, and with good reason. I mean, it's not every day you see someone walking on water. Jesus calls out to them, just loud enough that his voice is heard above the din of the storm. Don't be afraid, he calls out. It's me. Now, the pronoun in this verse translates, I am. I am, the name that God gave to Moses from the burning bush when Moses asked God's name. I am. So this isn't just anyone walking on the water. It's the creator of the whole universe, the one who calmed the waters of creation at the very beginning of time. Don't be afraid, Jesus says. I am is coming for you. The disciples are relieved. Oh, it's Jesus, they say to one another. We'll be okay now. But instead of waiting for Jesus, Peter decides to step into the churning waves, and that's when things start to go south, literally, for him. He steps out of the boat thinking that he can be like Jesus too, traipsing across the surface of the water. Peter steps out of the boat, and as he does that, he steps away from the disciples. Peter thinks he can do this thing on his own. And suddenly the winds that have been knocking the boat around become even more life-threatening, and Peter can't find his way back to the boat. And Jesus is just out of reach. And that's when Peter begins to sink like a rock. Jesus sent the disciples off in a boat by themselves, but he knew they were going to be okay because they had each other. He knew they would be fine as long as they stuck together. But Peter steps out of the boat. He steps away from all the other disciples. And that's when his faith begins to falter, when he distances himself from his system of support. What are we to do when we find ourselves floundering at sea, battered by the winds and the waves, and sinking fast? Well, first, we grab the hand that reaches for us. We reach out and we grab the hand of Jesus. It's not an easy thing to do when we feel we've stepped out of the boat. Margaret Craven's novel, I Heard the Owl Call My Name, tells a story of a young priest named Mark who is sent by his bishop to a remote area of the Northwest. His parish is a tribe of Native Indians whose lifestyle is extremely different from his own. But Mark does his best to become part of their community. He becomes involved in the lives of the people. He shares their struggles and their joys and their sorrows. In the course of his ministry, Mark comes to love the Indians and to be loved and accepted by them in return. He doesn't know that he has been sent to this place because he, in fact, is dying. At one point, Mark finds himself in the wilderness sitting by the bedside of a dying friend who confesses that his faith isn't what it ought to have been. And Mark takes hold of the dying man's hand. He holds it in his own and then says gently to the man, "None of us knows much, only enough to trust, to reach out to a hand in the dark." It's what Peter had to do on that night when he lost sight of Jesus, when he left the safety of his community. He had to trust to reach out his hand, believing that Jesus would catch hold of it. But then he had to do something equally as hard. He had to get back in the boat. He had to get back in the boat. It's where we belong, in the boat, with other believers, others who are wrestling with their faith, others who are struggling. You just can't do it all alone. You have to get back in the boat. Back in the boat where at least we can get our footing again. Back in the boat where we are welcomed aboard by others who are trying like we are to figure out what this faith stuff is all about. We have to get back in the boat. The church, the community of faith. This is the place where we support one another because here, we're all in the same boat. Jesus doesn't just stand there in the water and watch Peter sink like a rock. He reaches over, he grabs him by the hand, he hauls him back into the boat, and then climbs in after him. Back into the boat where the rest of the disciples wait. Instantly, the wind dies down. The disciples spring into action. Andrew, weeping with joy, wraps his burly fisherman arms around his older brother. "Peter, thank God, I thought we'd lost you." James and John, another pair of brothers, dig around in a chest of supplies and find miraculously a blanket that is still dry. They drape it around Peter, and after a few minutes, he stops shivering. "Here, drink this," says Matthew, and he pulls out a thermos, pours a cup of hot coffee, and hands it to Peter. what a night, sighs Philip, relieved to see the first hint of sunlight creeping into view. And as the new day begins, a boat with 13 tired men sails safely into shore. When your faith falters, get back in the boat. Because right there in the boat is everything you need. Jesus and a whole community of believers who don't care if you stepped out of the boat for a while. They're just really glad to have you back. We are all in this boat together. So leave the water walking to Jesus. Just get back in the boat. Pray with me. Lord, you promised to be there, to reach out for us in the dark when we can't find our way. But you give us other people to help, who reach out to us as well, who welcome us back into the boat, because this is the place where we can struggle together, where we can ask our questions, where we can agree and disagree, where we can find our way back in the boat. For you have given that to us. You have given us a community of faith, even as you've called your disciples to stick together, so you ask us to watch over one another, to love each other, and when our faith falters, to lend a hand. Lord, thank you for giving us the boat. These and all the prayers of our hearts we offer in Christ's name. And let all God's people say, Amen.